Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
I win the races and I get the money.
Crash Gladys.
The sassy lassie with the classy jassy.
And Statman.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Here's the Freaks.
Woo! 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 Ow!
Live that easy!
Living
free! Yes, we can get on the
way. It's a big Sunday night, the Freak Nation, at Speed Freaks on Twitter, Facebook, and the website speedfreaks.tv. And I got to say thank you very much, Continental Tires, for making this thing possible. Why? Well, we're sitting in the middle of the Daytona International Speedway. Wrapping up a few hours ago, the 2017 edition of the Rolex 24 at Daytona. Statman's here, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, and we're going to have a slew of drivers here in the Freak Nation, including your overall winners here in the Freak Nation.
A slew.
But more importantly.
Is there a technical number for a slew?
How about G-Dam? How about that, damn it?
Fine.
Wow, what a finish. Those last, 20 minutes and then the last 10 minutes and then that pass with Little Taylor over Mr. Albuquerque was
Little
legendary.
Taylor? That's how you're calling
yeah.
Ricky Taylor? Little Taylor?
Wow.
First of all, I think he's taller than you, and he's the older brother. He's not little.
And he doesn't know how to turn the sink off in the motorhome. Evidently flooded the motorhome.
Oh, snap.
He had to win to pay for the motorhome damage.
When was the last time when you had a 24-hour race that you saw a not a suspicious finish or pass like this, but a pass? What was it, 6 minutes left, 5 minutes left when
something like
Taylor
that.
Passed Albuquerque?
Well, they've been banging around. Albuquerque passed him. This is all in the last half hour. Ricky returned the favor. Albuquerque got back in front, and it looked like he was going to run away with it. Ricky dove under him a couple of times, especially into turn one. He would draft him. He would dive under him into turn one at the end of the front straight. And he would back off, but this time he didn't. He got enough couple of wheels under there.
Talking about Albuquerque would back off.
Yeah, no, Ricky would back off. Ricky got a couple of wheels under there, and he went ahead. Albuquerque turned in, banged into Rick. Where'd you come from? And he spun off and came back at him. Here in the media center, the people went bananas.
Oh, yeah.
When they said it's going to be investigated, and a few minutes later when they said there's been no change, they were, what? What are you talking about? It was crazed. It was absolute crazy.
Here's the deal, though. Several laps before that, I believe it was the final restart, there was no penalty for the teammate. The teammate to the five car, the number 31, Mike Conway, behind the wheel. There was no penalty for Mike Conway absolutely blocking Ricky Taylor. So if Bo Barfield, of course, up in race control, if he's not going to make the call to penalize the 31 for blocking on a restart, this non-call for Ricky Taylor and his run-in with Felipe Albuquerque, I think is just payback. I think both of them should have been penalized, both of these incidents, and because one wasn't, then the other one couldn't be. I don't think there was any justification to do so.
You got Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, Daytona International Speedway. You're going to hear from your winners, including the Taylor brothers, Max Angelelli, Jeff Gordon, going to be here in the Freak Nation. And I bring up Jeff Gordon's name, and you can't tell me IMSA officials were huddling up with that last pass with Mr. Taylor's saying, do we want a dude named Albuquerque on the front page of USA Today, or do we want Jeff Gordon on the front page of USA Today?
You really just went there.
I went there, Crasher. This is racing.
This is NASCAR. the owner of IMSA. This is a NASCAR decision, but this is my bias with NASCAR. But you have to wonder if the World Endurance Championship, generally the rules in racing is if you get your front two wheels side by side with the guy you're on the inside, that's your corner. And when Albuquerque turned in on him and Albuquerque hit him and spun, that's Albuquerque's fault. So generally they could say that we only did what's right with racing. But But there's a lot of dispute there. Albuquerque and the post-race comments made maybe the craziest comment I've ever heard ever in racing. And this has been like 50 years of following this stuff. He said the guy didn't stick around.
He didn't wait for me.
What? And he obviously didn't want the fight. And I'm like,
what the hell is that?
Exactly.
Is that gentleman driving or we are the freaking?
Hey,
like I said on Twitter, this isn't a fairy dance. This is racing.
If Rick, any driver in the world under those same conditions, if he would have slowed down or stopped or waited in any form, he would have been fired before the next quarter.
Oh, yeah.
There was no way let the officials decided, I'm heading east.
I'm out.
I'm out of here.
It's like from the movie, can't remember the name of the movie, there's no crying in baseball. Well, there's no waiting in racing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tell me Albuquerque was, ooh, I'm sorry, Ricky. Yeah. Let me help you up here so we can go.
Now let's go at it.
We can go hand in hand to the finish line.
We've heard some stupid things in motorsports, but really that's what Albuquerque had to say?
Yeah, that's what he said. And then they were going to sing Kumbaya and hold hands and skip to the finish throwing rose petals for everybody around.
Des Bryant beats Richard Sherman, and Richard Sherman falls down, you know, for the win of the Super Bowl, or excuse me, win of the NFC Championship. Des Bryant stops, says, I'm going to let Richard Sherman get his ass back up and chase me for the six. No, this is what? No,
exactly. No. Are you ready? All right, let's go, Chase.
God dang.
That's what he said. Everybody.
He didn't wait for me.
Yeah, I heard that and I said, no. And I went to a friend of mine in the media center and he just had his head down. He said, that's what he said.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Man, coming up in the show, again, you're going to hear from your winners, the Taylor brothers, Max Angelelli, Jeff Gordon. Yes, that Jeff Gordon. We're going to hear from Dario Franchitti. No, he's not your winner. He was the Grand Marshal. Dude has had some success here at the Daytona 24-Hour.
Yeah, I believe he's got a win here. Of course, his massive success in his career came at the Indy 500, three-time winner there.
So he's going to be joining us as well. We're also going to hear from our GTD winners?
No, GTLM.
GTLM winners.
Which, by the way, was probably, arguably, the closest class from minute one to minute, however many minutes they ran this damn thing with 24 hours.
Yeah,
that was an amazing class.
Exactly. They traded paint all night, bounced off of each other in the rain all night and this morning. But at the end, once Dirk Mueller in the Ford got around the Pile and the Ferrari, I can't remember who was right, Colander at the time, once he got around them, it was, see ya. I'll let you know what the crowd say when they wave me at the finish line.
You know what? You're right. I remember maybe 30 minutes to go, 1 through 5 was nose to tail. But, yeah, something just
swapping
clicked.
Swapping paint and,
yes,
and clicking around. And you're absolutely right. Once Dirk Mueller got around him, it was like, I'm out of here. He didn't wait around for the fight. He left.
There's no waiting in racing.
Yeah. And of course, part of that team is a good friend of the Freak Nation, Sebastian Bourdais, and Joey Hand, who's been a part of the Freak Nation.
So we're Jobber.
Yeah, right. There you go. Jobber. And that's an inside joke here at the Freak Nation. It has been a bitchin' 24 hours. Of course, we got here on Friday. Did a show Friday. I've been talking to a number of drivers on Saturday and then today. Go to our Facebook page. You've got Facebook Live. You've got Facebook Live with all these drivers that you're going to hear tonight and other drivers that you're going to hear that you've heard throughout the weekend on our Facebook Live page.
I guess it's now called Facebook Podcast because it's not really live anymore, but you can still get them all. They once were live.
Right.
But it's like Facebook archive.
Oh, you're calling it that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah, I got it. Well, anyway, go like our Facebook page, Speed Freaks, and they're up there. And if you want to listen to the high-quality interviews, you go to the website at speedfreaks.tv. That's speedfreaks.tv.
We had Catherine Legg, unplugged.
Yeah.
Unfiltered.
Very tired.
Very tired.
Crash tells Catherine Legg that she should go take a shower.
Oh. Yeah.
You got to hear how that unfolds. Yeah.
Come on.
She walked in here and said, oh, and she looked at us and said, oh, I know these guys.
Yep.
She turned to her PR person and said, I shouldn't be in here right now.
I don't have a filter right now. This isn't good.
She was completely exhausted. exhausted, but she spent some time. We had fun.
Yeah.
And wait till you hear Billy's. Wait till you hear what Catherine has to say about Billy's. Well, nobody is. No. Wait till you hear what she has to say about Billy's.
Catherine Legg, of course. I'm not going to say former because she wants to get back into IndyCar. IndyCar driver now running with Michael Shank Racing in the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship on those Continental tires. She's on there as well. Run me through a number. Boris Said is on there. You've got Buddy Rice, former Indy 500 champion.
Arguably, of course, Jeff Gordon is the massive story this weekend, but arguably the next largest story, and to me even bigger than Jeff Gordon, is Mimo Gidley and his comeback.
Right.
He was all around the track this weekend, and we had a chance to catch up with him on Saturday, and yeah, bitchin' interview with Mimo Gidley.
Mimo Gidley, who 3 years ago should be dead.
Or paralyzed, one or the other.
It was one of the ugliest crashes.
Yeah.
Just imagine, he came from like 150 or 60 miles an hour to a dead stop in like 14 seconds or something, some incredible 4 seconds. I don't remember what the number was, but it was an incredible, it was like bam. And the crazy part about it is that the guy he hit has never contacted him since then.
Very strange. Mimo tells us that story. Yeah. Very strange.
Go to the website, speedfreaks.tv, and you can hear all these. Or, of course, you can watch them on, as Crasher's calling them now, Facebook podcast on our Facebook page.
It's the Speed Freaks page on Facebook, but it's just weird calling it live when it happened this weekend.
Now, of course, there was some big-time racing this weekend. But, again, if you follow us on Twitter, if you're there on Facebook or on Instagram at speedfreaks.tv, Radio on Instagram.
Instagram is at Speed Freaks Radio.
Yeah, there are some pictures.
Oh no!
Of the WeatherTech women, the Continental Tires ladies.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh!
Ooh. The Continental Tire lady was my.
Always eye candy. Whoa. The Rolex 24.
That was a whole box of candy.
Man. I'm just glad Statman had a room all by himself for two nights. Again, thanks to our friends at Continental Tire. Because the scenery here is incredible, and the crowd here was pretty gnarly. And I say that because you can't deny it. When a dude like Jeff Gordon is here, four-time NASCAR Cup champion, comes in here and runs with Wayne Taylor Racing, wins this freaking race, there's a lot of noise. And I think you made note of it yesterday, Saturday, where you noticed more fans in the big Daytona National Speedway stands than we've seen before.
Every year we come here, the crowd is larger, and there were more people across the pits and across the track in the big grandstands than I remember seeing ever, and I've been here maybe 10 times for the 24. It was huge, massively huge, and they've even turned one of the buildings here in the infield into what looks like a Chevy dealership.
Oh, that's amazing.
A Corvette spinning on the roof and trucks and Corvettes. It's an incredible, this facility gets bigger and better every time we come.
Absolutely.
When are we going to hire somebody, maybe three other people that kind of look and sound like us to do this GDAM show so we can actually take in a race?
So we can actually go and sit in the grandstands and enjoy it?
Or sit in the infield with some of those people. When we were leaving last night, you talk about Party Central. They were having, we went to one place to get a little alcoholic beverage.
We got our Patron on last night.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, she filled the glass up with ice, and I was ready to protest. Hey, get some of that.
You did. You go, oh, look at all this ice. And I just said, trust me, Holmes, when you take a hit of that.
And then it was all tequila.
You stick the straw in the bottom of that thing, and it's like, oh, my. Can we get some more ice in here, please?
It was Patron and Patron orange liqueur, and that was it, and ice. And I asked for a double. She said, I don't think so, man.
Because a double would actually be a quadruple.
So we have those. We're sitting outside. It's chilly. And, of course, we're watching the fireworks beyond the Ferris wheel. And then Crash walks over with a handful of cheese fries.
I was hungry.
The bottom line, this is how bad the drink was. I'm sitting.
How bad or how good?
How good it was. I'm sitting arm's length from the trash can. And when I finished, I missed the can when I threw it away.
I forgot about that.
How did he get on the floor?
I've known Statman for about 20 plus years. I've never seen him skip up to his room like he did last night, man.
Oh, man.
I had to say, Statman, she's 16 years old. Keep your eyes in your head.
Oh,
and then I'd say to Cratch, he's 15. No, I'm joking. Wow. It was a great time last night, a great time Friday, and, of course, today.
Fireworks were incredible.
Yeah.
Some of the best fireworks they have. A three-minute show between 9:57 and 10 o'clock. Every year, the drivers are always surprised because they're in the midst. The race started at 2:30. This is 9:57, so that's more than 7 hours. They're banging around the shift, and they come into a very key part of the racetrack, the International Horseshoe. And they're accelerating into it, coming into it and out of it. And then all of a sudden, boom, the sky explodes.
What happened?
And it's 3 minutes of an encore.
It's not a great pop. Show. Right.
Pop.
Right.
It's pop, 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 pop,
yeah.
pop, pop.
It's an incredible show. There's not a lot of ritual around this race like at Le Mans with the Ferris wheel. They have a Ferris wheel here. But there's a lot of things that are happening and a lot of traditional races at the Indy 500, at the Daytona 500. But I think the fireworks in the middle of the race here at the Rolex 24 is part of the ritual.
I like it. It's one of my most favorite moments in all of racing. So that's interesting you bring that up. I'm going to have to really start to think about that. How many ritual things go on with the Rolex 24? And you're right, not many.
Freak Nation, coming up next, you're going to hear from your Rolex 24 at Daytona International Speedway winners, Wayne Taylor Racing, Jordan Taylor, Ricky Taylor, Max Angelelli, and, yes, the Jeff Gordon.
No Fonz, though.
No
Fonzie. I know Fonzie's not here. Hey. I guess he was here Thursday.
Did you have Jeff Gordon or Fonz? They said, decided which one do we want.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's coming up next, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios. Thank you, Continental Tire.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So, you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils? Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas Special Formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. We got a patent. Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust-free, earth-friendly. Zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You're back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, and as promised, we got your overall winners. You got the Taylor brothers, you got Max Angelelli, and that dude named Jeff Gordon, who take home the Rolex. Oh, man, a fine. You don't even have Jeff Gordon,
hey,
Jordy. Where's your damn Rolex, man? Is it on?
You know, I had a tattoo that I made for the team. They put me to the task of creating these inspirational and kind of fun-loving tattoo for this event, and that was my role, as well as putting in a little bit of track time. And we actually came up with the actual Rolex Daytona watch, had all of our faces on it, and it said 24 hours to victory. And so we all,
okay.
There's one.
Wow.
Mine washed off, unfortunately.
Tattoo. Jordan's got the tattoo.
And the hopes was that when this event's over, we get to put real ones on, and that we achieve that goal. So that's amazing.
So yours wiped off, or what happened?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, somewhere within the night. I did shave. Look. Yeah, I knew the tattoo wasn't going to fit. I'm a hairy guy, so I had to shave. But so it did wear off, unfortunately. But his looks good.
I know a lot of people are talking about, or you guys were specifically talking about, how Max has helped you guys and coached you guys in driving, Ricky and Jordan. But I want to know, Jeff, did you do some coaching quasi, even though these guys have driven this track many times, but any sort of additional help with the draft on that back part of the track as you come around the oval?
No, I mean, there's very little that I can add to their experience and their talents in this type of a car in this event. I think if I bring anything, it's just my experience and knowledge of being a part of winning race teams, the teamwork that goes on, the effort that's put into it. I think, you know, I wanted to show these guys how much this race meant to me to be a part of, and to be a part of it with them, and that I didn't want to leave anything out on the table and let them down, because I knew that they had the talent.
Oh, yeah.
And Max, and I knew that we had the car. That was pretty evident early on. I wanted to make sure I wasn't the weak link. And so, you know, I think that once you are able to have that experience, that transfers, not to mention a few stories along the way. I don't know if those are good or bad. but anyway, you know, just to help these guys, they're young, you know, being experienced and older, just like Max, the things that Max has taught them. Hopefully I taught them a few things as well. Just that's going to help them in their career in general.
Who did not teach who about turning the water off in the motorhome?
Yeah, that I had nothing to do with that.
Ricky.
I will definitely pass the mic to Ricky Taylor.
Did you flood the motorhome that you guys are all being a part of?
Well, it wasn't Jeff's. That's good. Luckily, it was our rental.
Don't mention the company name, though.
I won't.
Yep, true.
Because we're going to try to stay under the radar with them. But
Oh, that's true.
The positive thing, though, is it was on an angle, and there has got to be some sort of insulation problem because the water was draining out as fast as it was coming out of the sink. bone dry within 30 minutes, yeah. So we just had to stop the actual sink from going and get her to stop hitting the flusher because the flusher was...
You haven't answered the question. Was it you?
That was Ricky. That's classic Ricky thing. Because we left the podium today. And he left his Rolex.
Dude!
Jordan told me to hide it under this table, and it would be fine. And then next thing
he left it.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to put it down. But
Little brothers.
I saved it, though. I saved it. Some guy was about to get a free Rolex.
Look, cool. Ricky, you're the man of the afternoon. You made the move that won the race. That was the moment. What did you have? Did you have Max or Jeff? Or Jordan in your mind, or was it just blind red? I'm getting in there.
It was really a combination of everything. I think, we've had a lot of opportunities to win this race in the past 5 years. We've been on the lead lap right there, and then something goes wrong. And when that yellow came out and we found ourselves back in second place with a couple cars between us, I thought, no way, this is going to happen again. And once I got within striking distance of him, it was a combination of, we got Jeff Gordon on the team and everything that he's brought to this and the effort that he's put in and then Max's last event with us. Normally you shouldn't be thinking about these things when you're driving around, but when I had the opportunity to make a move.
But you did.
I knew I had to do something.
Jeff, have you ever been in that situation where... the checkered flag and the victory circle and the watch is just on the other side of that guy's fender, and I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, ask Rusty Wallace. moved him out of the way at Bristol once or twice. That's what a great race car driver does. They see that opportunity, and they seize the moment. I mean, how amazing was the finish? I mean, 24 hours of racing. Right, to come down to the final laps with this incredible pass. That was one of the most – it's the most exciting 24 hours I've certainly ever been a part of. But even as a fan, take myself out of this equation, as a fan, that was the most amazing racing. And then to put into that I was a part of this team and pulling for him to make that move, it was spectacular. The emotion and, it went from disappointment – because these guys led all night long. They had it. And then to have those cautions fall at the wrong time, you go, no! And then all of a sudden, you're back in it, you got a chance, and that move happens. And on one hand, you're excited. On the other hand, oh, we're going to get a penalty. Like, no penalty. And then it's like tears start falling down everybody. It was absolutely amazing. I can't imagine what Ricky went through being inside that car.
I got to say one thing real quick. Max, you come up over here on the mic now that Max Angelelli's in here. Max said to us last night, he said, if we get second again, because you have 5 second places here, he said he was not going to be on the podium with y'all. So, yay.
You didn't come last year.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I was so pissed last year. I didn't. I was hitting my everything, my arms, my everything, my what do you call this, fingers.
What do you call these?
But I knew it. Yes, I knew it. I know Ricky. I knew it. Something would have happened. So he pulled the move and hit the car. Perfect. That's the way to do it.
Well, I will say this. Felipe's exact quote post-race, and Ricky, I'll go ahead and give you the mic for this one. Thanks, Jeff. His exact quote was, he didn't wait for me. He didn't wait for the fight. Have you ever heard something so ridiculous?
Well, if anybody was in my position and had an opportunity to go for it, it's the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and anybody would have gone for a gaff. I don't think you have to be special. And he saw me coming, and, he defended, but I was committed to making the move, and... I think that's
Ricky.
That's
just say, just call bullshit. You're in the Freak Nation, man. You're not in Konica Minolta. Konica Minolta conference. You're in the Freak Nation, man.
It's easy for Max to say because he's retired now. He doesn't have to deal with any of these people anymore.
No penalties for him. Right.
Yeah. The funny thing is,
Max flexing.
Max throughout his career has done that exact move many, many times. You know, he's so proud of, you know, the drivers that want to kill him. And now I think I've got one that wants to kill me. Now that Max is retired, I'm starting my own little, you know, I'm putting myself on other people's blacklists. What?
We got one thing, Jordan, we haven't heard much from you. You're supposed to be the fast guy on this team. You're the one that they put in at the end to go to the end. You're the hot shoe, but you put your brother in there. Were you kind of, I wish I was doing this?
No, I answered this question earlier, and it is kind of misconstrued the way our races are run, where, you know, the qualifying driver starts and then you have a finisher, and a lot of people confuse that with the finisher being the faster one. And we have Ricky qualify because he can usually get the most out of the car for that lap, and then he can make the moves on the start. So we knew we needed someone to make moves at the finish, and thankfully we picked the right guy, and he was the fastest guy at the beginning of the race. He went from third to first, or fourth to first. So I think all weekend long, we knew Ricky was the guy for this weekend.
You're just saying that because he's your big brother. That's like...
Well, I wouldn't say that about Max.
Oh, well, thanks.
No, seriously, does that kind of sort of, I mean, you guys are very competitive people. Does it, either Max or Ricky, does that kind of sort of piss you off that maybe there's a perception that Jordan is the faster guy out of all of you?
Oh, listen, don't you remember what I told you last night? I said I was the quickest. I was the best.
That's
remember
true.
That?
Yes, you
yes,
did.
Did.
You did.
Yes,
that's
did.
The truth.
You said maybe not in
that's
saving fuel.
Truth.
You said Jordan was the master at saving fuel.
So slow. This is why.
Ricky, so you're the master. You're the qualifying master at getting the most out of the car.
That's what they tell me.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, but, I mean, Jordan's being humble as well. Like, this is going to be very boring answers. This isn't what you want to hear. You want to hear us fight about who's faster, which we get that all the time. But, you know, there is the team sees us as tools. And, you know, we're not good tools.
We're not
yeah, hold on a second. That's yeah. a soundbite.
We all have a purpose, yeah. and we're good for that purpose, and they put us in one. The reason Jordan was in second to last is because that's when the strategy really is played out. And Jordan can maintain a lap time, do the fuel mileage, and, you know, put us in a position to win. And
right.
that's just one of the many things he's good at. And we are all different, even though we're brothers. He's won a lot more races. Finishing driver
as a
finishing driver than I have. But, you know, we're both each other. We push each other each and every weekend.
Max, we got one last word. Again, you ended the show last night by saying you wanted to just eat Max Pappas. Can you leave us with some parting words tonight in the Freak Nation?
Max Pappas, do you know that I'm the only Italian driver that won the Rolex twice? He did it once by luck, and I won twice by speed. How about that?
By speed.
Drop the mic. That's it.
And there it is.
Oh, man.
He's, yeah, the beauty of retirement. Yeah. Say whatever the F you want.
Say the truth.
Go and drop the mic. Just drop it and walk out. Go.
Just drop it.
Go. Just go. Go. Just get out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Guys, congratulations.
That's how you do it. You ask the axe, Max Angelelli, to drop the mic, and he looks at you. And again, go to Facebook, our Facebook page, and you can see an Italian. This is how not to drop a mic when you're asked to drop a mic.
Yeah, he's been told for 20 years, don't ever drop this because you'll hurt something. And then we come in and say, drop it.
Drop it!
And he's like, what am I supposed to do?
How not to drop a mic by two-time Rolex 24 winner, Max Angelelli.
Now retired and now willing to say whatever he wants.
You heard it in there. We had Max Angelelli, Ricky Taylor, Jordan Taylor, and Jeff Gordon here with the Freak Nation. Again, thanks to our friends at Continental Tires for making this
who
thing
really
possible.
Did,
the
Rico
biggest
beer.
Names in sports car racing
yeah.
tonight.
Right there. Yep.
You're not going to hear that. You're not going to see it on ESPN.
Nope.
You're not going to see it on Fox Sports. You got a boring-ass Pro Bowl game that just went off.
ESPN had it wrong. They said Jeff Gordon's team won the race.
actually, it's Wayne Taylor's team, so yeah. No, a little off.
You know, it's an exclusive, isn't it? It
yeah,
really is.
It is.
Yeah. That was badass. That was
it's
badass.
More exclusive than some of the stuff that we hear about being exclusive.
And this is how we roll in the Freak Nation. We got more winners, your GTLM winners from the Rolex 24. Sebastian Bourdais and Joey Hand from our friend Chip Ganassi Racing, driving that Ford GT. They join us next, Speed Freak Spitz in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, a who's who in motorsports.
Hey, this is Tony Stewart,
Ricky Carmichael,
Dale Earnhardt Jr., and
Big Daddy Don Garlic,
Lucas Neves,
Vince New,
Mario Andretti,
Jeremy McGrath,
Jimmy Johnson,
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I'm Jim Neighbors.
Well, golly.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe each time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas' unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Howdy, it's me again, Jeff from Cat Spa Litter. A big fancy pants ad guy called and said I should hire a professional announcer. Said I didn't have a voice for a radio. Can't hurt my feelings. Don't have a face for TV neither. There's only two things that's going to count. Your cat likes it, your nose likes not smelling cat urine. Hey, you see, we make Cat Spa Litter from coconut husk. Nothing else. It's unique. Got a patent from the U.S. government. 100% zaps the urine smell in the litter box, and that's guaranteed. Just scoop it daily and stir it up. Hey, that's it. You won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Do your cat and your nose and your neighbor's nose a favor. And thank you for helping me prove that the fancy pants ad guy, he's wrong.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
You're listening to Speed Freak. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You're back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And as I said, we got your winners in here, your GTLM. And I'll say it before, I'm not even going to explain what the hell GTLM is. Means when it comes to the Freak Nation.
What's the biggest name in sports cars? Le Mans. GT Le Mans.
I understand that, Crasher, but damn it, we got the winners in here. Two out of the three winners. Screw Dirk. Get him out of here. We got Joey Hand.
He's only the guy that went across
Sebastian.
The finish line.
Dirk's trying to catch his flight.
Sebastian Bourdais, your winners in the GTLM category, of course, running for Chip Ganassi. And Joey, when we saw you out in the hallway, we had an idea that you had the car to win this damn thing. But you as a driver, knowing what happened here last year, were you kind of skittish thinking, we can win this G-damn thing?
Oh, I was pretty sure we could win it. Yeah, we were pretty strong. I mean, when I saw you guys before, I think I told you, I said, I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah, you did.
And we definitely had the car to beat all day. So, I mean, when we showed up here, the car was quick. We qualified in the pole. We were quickest in the practice. And it was the difference was this car was racy. It was a racy car. We could put it wherever we wanted it, you know, and people don't really know what that means. It means, you know, if we want to break down the outside, we're passing a lot of cars, GTD, PCs, whatever. Break down the outside, break down the inside, not have a lockup, you know, not have the car do anything funny. That's a racy car. You know, you can put it wherever you want, and that's what you need for the whole race. I mean, you need a fast racy car at the end, but you need that racy car in the middle so you can get through the night. And, man, I'll tell you what, this thing was, it was gnarly in the middle of the night in the rain. It was holy cow moments all over the place. I was like, holy cow. Come to find out, I say that a lot. People tell me. So I was like, oh, holy cow. Whoa, holy
cow. You don't drop the F-bomb?
There's probably, probably in the middle there.
But he never talks on the radio, though.
Oh, yeah? So you don't know he's saying, holy cow, holy cow. Yeah. It's just to you.
Cool,
only
man.
Joey.
Cool, man. Yeah, copy. Yep.
Really?
That's all he says on the radio.
Do you want people to talk to you on the radio? Do you want to hear from a spotter?
Yeah. I love having the spotter. We got some cool spotters. But my favorite guy, Robbie Fast, he does Indy cars for Dixon, and he does truck stuff and NASCAR stuff. He is so calming, especially for me. He's just like, here he comes. There he is right there. He's on your outside. You're clear right here. I fall asleep to Robbie Fast's voice at the middle of the night.
Speaking of falling asleep, who was behind the wheel when that pace car was out there for about an hour and a half?
Dirk.
Dirk was? I mean, I would fall asleep in that situation. How do you guys there were a lot of yellows, and because the conditions were just crap. How do you guys as drivers not fall asleep when it's just like, here we go?
It's hard. He had to close the vents and everything. He was freezing his butt off and in his hands and everything.
Probably had to pee.
He probably did. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Did you get in right after Dirk? Is that why you don't want to know?
Yeah, I do, actually.
He does get in right after Dirk.
Well, once it's in it anyways, you know, we'll get in it.
Don't you just tell yourself it's sweat? It's not pee.
That's what I tell myself. I always
don't
want
to know.
When I get in after Seabass, I'm like, ooh, it's a nice French Bordeaux. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll mark that one. Sebastian Bourdais, you've won some big-time races, and you've had some big disappointments. But winning this race, again, with Chip Ganassi, putting the GT in the winner's circle, you a guy that knows the history of that car and the history of the 24-hour. This is badass for you to finally get that thing in a GT here at the Rolex.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just an unbelievable race. And like Joey said, you know, from start to finish, Joey did an amazing job in qualifying, put it up there, you know, took off in the start. And then Dirk just did it at the end. It was really, really, really tough. I mean, to be honest with you, I was glad I wasn't in it. He said it very well at the end, I think. You know, he did touring car and all of that stuff. And it's really what it looked like, you know, bumper to bumper and, like, you know, kind of stalling the rear wing a little bit at times. And these things are aero sensitive, you know, and when you start to get them really close like that in line, five cars, all different manufacturers, I mean, it had to be perfect for IMSA, but to watch for both Joey and I, it was nerve-wracking.
Sweaty palms.
Yeah, it was just
were you guys both in the pits?
We were racing right next to each other.
Yeah.
I looked at him, I'm like, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I'm really uncomfortable.
I'm like, what do you think I'm like?
Quickly, we're getting a wrap-up from outside. You've won four open wheel championships, but you raced in probably the closest series in the world in DTM, German Touring Car. How does this relate to German Touring Car? Is the competition the same? And I imagine this feels pretty good compared to some of your...
Oh, yeah. Well, DTM is different. DTM is like a lot like F1. I mean, he would know about that. But, you know, the racing's hard and it's close, but it's the racing we're doing here is probably even better, honestly. That really? Racing you just saw right there, I think, is better. The, cool. the crossovers, the things you can do behind people, you can't do in DTM. There's so much aero sensitivity in those cars. You can't be up on the back of somebody and turn down underneath them.
What Dirk did at the end of that race wouldn't happen.
You couldn't do that. No, you couldn't do that. We're looking at touring car racing at its finest right here. I mean, they're GT cars, but like Dirk said after the race, that was a touring car race. You had seven cars. You had seven cars in line. Yeah, and it's like, what do we do now? I go outside in, I go inside out, what do I do? But I mean, it was it's this racing over here is for me. I dig it. I have a lot of fun. I had a great time on the restarts yesterday. I love being in that race, like in the mess. That's right. That's right. My honeysuckle right there.
It's my honeysuckle. Joey Hand. What's honeysuckle
right in his
drink?
Honeysuckle. Holy smokes. Joey Hand, Sebastian,
like, I don't know what
Sebastian Bourdais, your winner. That's
winners
something
from DGMT. Honeysuckle.
Yeah. You're running for Chip Ganassi, and you're getting red on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live is like my new job now. I've done so much Facebook Live. I'm good.
Fellas, I know they're tugging at you. Thanks for doing this, man.
All right. No worries, anytime. It's good to be here. Good to see you guys again.
Great to see you guys, especially because you won.
And Crash Glad is pretty succinct with her deduction there. Yeah, especially because you won.
Well, yeah. It's the best way to see people when they're happy out off the podium carrying Rolex watches and teddy bears.
Now, we speaking of Rolex watches, when the Taylor brothers ran out of here, Ricky Taylor said something to us very strange. He said he's not going to wear his Rolex because this is his first Rolex to win. Is that a...
He doesn't want to scratch it.
Is that a suspicious something or other for Rolex, that man?
I don't know. Maybe it's he doesn't want to. He wants to put the first one aside because there's going to be a lot more coming.
Well, he did say that other drivers have told him, you wear the second one. You don't wear the first one.
Yeah, tell that to Dan Marino about his Super Bowl trophy. Everybody thought he'd get to a lot more. And that's the only one.
Well, Sebastian and Joey were just in here, and this is their second, so they better be wearing this one.
Well, and the fact that these dudes have chased the championship, or chased the Rolex 24, Wayne Taylor Racing, of course, your winners today, at least Ricky Taylor, this was his fourth, it would have been, he's had 4 seconds.
Yes, four
up
second
to this.
Places, yes.
So it's not as if...
And Max is, this is his second win. His father has won once, and once as an owner. So, yeah, I mean
Wayne.
Wayne, yeah.
Not it. His father.
Ricky's father is Wayne.
Oh, yeah, but you said Max, sorry.
You said Max Angelelli had won one, and then his father, we got it. Crasher Garrett being the one that corrects us on our...
Sorry.
It's been a long freaking weekend, Crasher.
Sorry, yes. Very long weekend.
Holy smokes. But you look at guys like Taylor, the Taylor brothers. Again, Ricky Taylor still sounds like his balls haven't dropped. But Jordan Taylor, holy smokes, that dude is a man.
There was a motorcycle guy, Ben Spies, who was a kid when he first came into the Freak Nation, maybe 15 years old, 16 years old. He came into the studio several years later. His voice had dropped. He had a build like a man. He was the beard was growing as I looked at him. I mean, and that's the same thing I felt about Jordan. He's not Ricky's little brother anymore. He's bigger. He's more defined. I mean, he's a man, and it was amazing to see him like that after just a few months since we've seen him the last time.
Insert Austin Powers audio. He's a man.
But the good news about the guys that we just had on, Joey Hand and Sebastian Bourdais in particular, this guy is, if his peers don't recognize that he is a fantastic driver, he won in Champ Car or CART, whatever the hell it was called then.
Yeah, he's won in everything he's been in except for Formula One, but we know where the politics go there. You know what? We didn't have time to ask him this, but I wonder, he's won the big races, 24 Hours of Le Mans, 24 Hours of Daytona. I wonder if it's sitting on him that, he still hasn't won the Indy 500.
He'll get another chance.
Oh, he'll get a few more. Yeah.
But will he, does this resume in sports cars help get him a better ride for the Indy 500?
No, because he's full-time with his team. Things have sorted out in weird ways, but they're sorted out for this season.
Yeah, plus it's more difficult, although people say that open wheel and sports cars are coming closer together, that the prototypes are like open wheel with.
Who said that with us this weekend? Was it Buddy Rice? Somebody this weekend said that. Said, "Oh, it's a." Oh no, it was Catherine Legg. She said it's a prototype car. Well, it's basically like an Indy car.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
Yeah, they say that the prototypes are getting a lot closer.
Huh. So it's great to see Sebastian Bourdais in here, Joey Hand. You heard the Taylor brothers, Max Angelella, Jeff Gordon. Coming up next, a dude talking about winner. Three-time Indy 500 winner, four-time IndyCar Series champion, and the Grand Marshal of the Rolex this weekend, Dario Franchitti. He joins us, as well as Memo Gidley and Boris Said. Coming up next hour, Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks. And now, some parenting advice from Pink's husband and freestyle motocross legend, Kerry Hart.
Ain't none of my dirty-ass friends going to be anywhere near my kid.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
What you got living with a cat is compromise. Of course, cats want you to do the compromising, right? Including the litter box. You're probably using one your cat likes. But the smell, after a week, woo-wee. Here's something that's new and better. Go to catspotlitter.com. CatSpot, it's 100% natural coconut husk. Hey, we got a patent. It's earth-friendly. Just scoop it daily and stir it up. 100% zaps cat urine smell. Guaranteed. When your cat's done, just spread it on your lawn or garden. It's not like those 8 billion pounds of clay or silica litters jamming up the landfill. You won't find it in the stores. We FedEx it right to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com, you watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it. This is Jeff. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperatures, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get 4 No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you, Continental Tire, for making this thing possible. Hanging out Daytona International Speedway in the Media Center. Just a bitchin' Rolex 24 wrapping up. You heard your winners here in the Freak Nation. The Taylor brothers, Max Angelelli, Jeff Gordon, we're all in here. If you missed any of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Earlier this weekend, we caught up with Dario Franchitti, multiple Indy 500 winner. Of course, big-time IndyCar driver. Had his stints in NASCAR, and of course with sports cars running for Chip Ganassi. He was the Grand Marshal for the 2017 WeatherTech Sports Car Championship kickoff here in Daytona. It's Dario Franchitti, only in the Freak Nation, Dario style, but a little bit of freak. Now, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios. Dario, I asked you when you walked in, looking up at this television set, what do you not miss about this race? And you said, not a thing. Yeah. Meaning, what?
I'd get in this race, I would get in a minute. It was funny, I was sitting in the driver's meeting this morning. I had to give him some words of wisdom about, you know, being patient and all that crap. And I said to them, I'm not the guy to tell you, because the first time I did this race, I got a jump start penalty, which I did in a 24-hour race. I was like, God. But I started thinking, I was like, listen to Bo Barfield, I'm going, yeah, okay, that bit. And I suddenly thought, what are you doing? You're not driving. But I went into automatic pilot. And I loved coming here because it was not as much pressure as an IndyCar race. And, you know, I would drive with Dixon quite a lot and Jamie Mack and Kyle Larson, and we got into quite a good rhythm and had a good time. But the IndyCar stuff, though, I literally sit on the time and stand watching those guys going.
You know, when did that attitude towards IndyCar come about for you?
What date was that? Yeah. September, the whatever it was, or October the 10th.
Houston.
My brain just shifted. And it's so much easier to sit on that timing stand and say, well, you've got to do this, and you should do that, and why are you doing this? You know, rather than actually having to do it, just telling people what they're doing wrong. It's actually quite fun in the case of Tony Kanaan. I love telling him what he's doing wrong. It's the commitment level to drive an Indy car fast. Road course, or especially oval, is intense, and I just don't have that anymore.
I can imagine the intensity at a place like Texas. For the spectator, it looks like a video game. You guys are just going infinitely fast.
Oh, is Texas Motor Speedway?
Is it the same thing for the behind the driver's seat? Does that appear faster than anywhere else?
No, I think the one that feels the fastest is Iowa. 17 or 18-second laps. That's nuts. It's absolutely mad. And as the track ages as well, the cars are sliding about a bit more in the places
see,
like that.
For us, that would have no... That has no bearing for speed. Texas seems like it's animation. It seems unreal.
I think Texas is going to be fast with this resurfacing job.
Yeah.
Ooh, for IndyCar, yes.
Can you imagine?
Again, we get to sit there and go.
That's going to be intense. Even a cup car.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're hauling already around there. That's going to be quick. Old Eddie Gossage is going to be going.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, exactly.
But isn't it cool, though, how, I mean, I hate the cliche, everything happens for a reason, but you are able now to be, I mean, you're an awesome dad, you can just kind of chill, and your job has changed with Ganassi, and you're having a lot of fun, Dario.
Life is different. I say that a lot to my wife. I say to Ellie, I said, you're lucky you didn't know when I was driving, because I was a dick. And I mean, you guys have known me a long, long time, and I was intense, and... Mm-hmm. When I'm at the track, I'm still intense, and I still want to help the guys any way I can, but it's a different level of intensity. And I'm busy between the Ganassi thing, Formula E, doing stuff with Acura, with the NSX and all that, and Goodwood TV. I'm busy, but it's not as intense, and I can sort of just hang out and play with Sophia and have a good time. And I watched Dixon do that, and it just, I don't know how he does it. He's sitting there, and he's hugging his girls before the race, and then he gets in and just puts on this clinic. And you just think, I couldn't do that.
Think you could have?
No, I could.
Yes, you could.
No way. I could do one or the other. And I couldn't do both. No way.
Huh. No. That's interesting. You don't think it's just because you're in a different time in your life now?
No, I had to be all in. I mean, I had a notebook next to my bed, and I used to wake up in the middle of the night and start writing down ideas for sort of what went wrong last weekend with the setup and how I screwed up some corner.
Really?
I was not the easiest person to live with.
I've talked to a lot of drivers who have all different ideas about how they learn new racetracks. Some of them keep notebooks like you do. Some of them go seat of the pants. Some of them get a video game. How did you learn a track that you'd never been to?
I would walk them, just do track walks. Like if you came to if you came to St. Pete on a Friday or Saturday night, chances are you'd have found me walking around it.
And
like 9:30 at night. And
what can you learn from walking the track when you're going 200 miles an hour when you're on the track?
Because of experience, you understand what a corner looks like, and you can sort of read the bumps. And street course racing is about reading the surfaces and the bumps as much as the angle of the corner. And most of those corners are blind. So when you turn in, you've got to know exactly what is on the other side, both in terms of the bumps and the grip level over those different surfaces. And I was always analysing that.
Do you ever get fooled?
Oh, God, yeah. All the time.
So when you look at it, you come up to turn one, and it looks like this, and at speed, it looks like something completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah. I guess a lot of places I got fooled less times maybe than the other guys, but sometimes I properly screwed it up too.
Grand Marshal for your Daytona 24-hour and former IndyCar pilot. I say former. It doesn't sound like the dude's ever going to hop back in an IndyCar. Dario Franchitti joining Speed Freaks. Thanks to our friends at Continental Tires and the Lucas Oil Studios. And I poked my head into the Championships Lounge or whatever they call the big area over there in the tower. And you're up there on stage. Who was that you were with on stage?
Murray Smith.
Murray Smith. Yeah. Another Scott?
Yeah, Murray's is from Scotland, and he looks after basically Rolex and racing, and has done for a long, long time.
But there was a story that you gave, and remember, this is radio, story you gave about Chip Ganassi and how he would tell all of his drivers if you wrecked a car. Go through that story again about whose fault it is and so forth.
See the fear in my eyes there. A Chip story. Chip gets that fear in his eye when I'm going to tell a Chip story. He's like,
wait, we didn't talk about this.
Exactly, not that one. He would sit there, and we'd have these sort of team meetings on a Friday afternoon for this race. And we knew what was coming, but the new guys would be sitting there and go, okay, here's the deal. If you hit another car, that's your fault. If another car hits you, that is your fault.
That's your fault.
If you drive off the track, that is your fault. If somebody else pushes you off the track, that is also your fault. In fact, the only way it's not going to be your fault is if a meteor comes out of the sky and smashes into your car. Then at that point, it might not be your fault.
It might not be.
And if it's your fault, I'll be having a word with you. Thanks for the pep talk, Chip.
I want to see new drivers when he says that.
Oh, Chip is king of the pep talks, honestly.
Is he really?
Oh, man.
You've driven for some owners, man.
Yes, I have.
Is he the king of the...
His pep talks are funny.
Does he fire you up or just kind of make you go, what the hell did he just say?
One time in Indy, when we had that first year of the multiple qualifying attempts.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Okay.
And I was on qualifying attempt 6, and I was ready to hang myself from the pagoda. Honestly, my sense of humor was gone. My nerves were done. And I just didn't want any more part of it. I was so out, just worn out, mentally worn out. And he comes up to the car, and I'm sitting in there. And he's like, and I was always a quiet person. I was like, yeah, you know, none of that crap. I was like sitting there, and I would be very focused on what I had to do. And he's like, are you ready? You ready, man?
Yeah.
No, are you ready? Yeah. And he starts like smacking the side of the helmet. I'm like, but he did. He got me so angry because he was annoying me that he got me fired up, and I managed to get through the qualifying.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
But so his annoyance worked.
Oh, that time, yeah. But his. I'm trying to think of some of the Ganassi pep talks I have had. Like, they're legendary. Though they're so to the point. He's
just basically don't.
Oh, I've heard him say that to me too. Uh-huh. He is just funny. He, like, in all senses of the word, he's mega. And, you know, they're all different. Team owners,
yeah,
like drivers,
without question.
All, you know them all. They're all different. And Chip can be a total hard ass, and he can be just the nicest person. And, you know, in a personal setting, away from a racetrack,
mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of stuff for me in my life that, you know, was above and beyond. And he's, yeah.
That's really cool. That's cool to hear. Because sometimes Ganassi can get a bad rap. But you know what? From what we've seen and we laughed with him and had fun with him in interviews, he seems like he can be a real big teddy bear.
Oh, he can. But he can also, trust me, he can lay down the law like few I've ever seen.
But that's what gets the best out of people. His employees or whoever.
Some people.
Oh, yeah. He knows when, in my opinion, he knows when to do it. When to put his arm around you and when to just absolutely ream you. In fact, the only falling out we've ever had, we were coming back from Laguna. We did Dixon and I did a Grand Am race, I think it was at the time, to help out the team. And he's like, hey, can you do this? Yeah, yeah. So we're coming back and Chip flew us home. And I brought my backpack on the plane, and he just had a meltdown.
What?
And I was like, what? All this stuff, all the cars I've wrecked to yours, all this shit that I've done, and you're going to have a... And then we sat the whole way from Laguna to Pittsburgh facing each other and didn't speak a word.
From Laguna Seca to Pittsburgh.
It was a long flight.
Because of a backpack.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's Chip. And,
right.
God. But his way of doing it is like, what do you need as a driver? What do you need? And if you tell him what you need and he'll go get you it, then he expects results. But
so his success as a team owner, his success as a businessman, has any of that rubbed off on you and you've been able to take that into your post-race career?
I've definitely learned from him. You know, as I continue to work for the organization, I rely on him and Mike Hull a lot.
Yeah,
you know, I work
guy.
With Mike. Part of my job now is working with Mike to sort of help what's going on and you know, put my 10 cents and Mike ultimately makes all the decisions, work with Scott Harner, Barry Wanzer, those guys, as well as the drivers. And I've learned a lot from those guys, the way they go racing.
In some, especially in college sports, like in North Carolina, Dean Smith and Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, the players graduate, go on to professional careers, and they come back. And it's like a fraternity of guys that played for these. Does Ganassi have that same kind of pull to drivers when they leave? They still come back to him and call and say, hey, Chip, what about? Can you help me? What do I need to do?
I think he has, you know, there's no doubt he's had his battles with, I'm thinking Vassar, Zanardi, Montoya. They've all had their, if, you know, you have that. But I spoke to Vassar this morning, give me a call. They all still are buddies.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, and we've done target events before and they've all come back and yeah, there's that draw. And I feel the fact that I'm still involved has a lot to do with Chip and the fact that he just, you know, he sees value in it because he's not going to pay me if he doesn't. But I feel really lucky that I get to hang out with that bunch of people that I like so much.
Years ago, he was a driver. Does that permeate what he is now? Does he still have that little corner of his mind to think like a driver?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't. I've watched him. I told this story the other night. We were at Indy first year, 14, I think it was. And we were there. I think Tony out of fuel and Scott crashed or something. Wasn't a good day.
Oh.
And I'm sitting next to the big guy on the timing stand. And he goes, well, that one very good, was it? Well, not his exact word. I think he's... No, he did. He didn't swear. He said that one. Doesn't swear much. That wasn't very good. I've had better days than that. He goes, oh, well, I'm off to Charlotte for the 600.
Oh, that's right.
Took his headset off and left. And I felt for him because he had no control over what was going on. He just put the pieces on the chessboard and he'd let everybody else do their stuff and it blew up.
Oh,
People equate him and the success to Roger Penske. Does he see the rivalry? Is there a competition between him and the captain?
I you got to ask him, but I think in order to win, you got to beat the captain. You got to beat Michael's guys. I'm a massive fan of Roger. I would go so far as to say I think we're friends. he's my local Ferrari and Porsche dealer too, so I spend a lot of money with him. He did actually sell me a car recently himself. It was quite funny.
Is he a good salesman?
Oh God, he's the best. But he... I always got a lot of satisfaction out of beating the Penske guys because I knew they were the best. And you got to, with Roger, you got to go through them and Tim Sindrick and all those guys. And Tim and I have had some crosswords in the past, but there's a lot of respect in the drivers too. You know, Willie P and I, since I retired, we've become quite good buddies. And obviously he's a new dad and he's going through all that stuff. And I'm going to start sending him inappropriate gifts like motorbikes and stuff.
Because your sense of humor matches his. It's good.
Yeah, I was looking for a picture that day of that last podium we did together in Sonoma when we were literally calling each other the C word on the podium.
Whoa.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Whoa. Yeah. Why?
Because he'd pushed me off on the last restart and I was not happy. And he thought I was in the wrong and he brought up something I'd done 2 years previous, and I told him,
it was just funny.
We were going to town. It was really...
So meanwhile, everybody's laughing with you guys and having fun, and you guys are just saying these words in between your smiles.
No, I didn't smile. Google the podium. He won the bloody race. I'm so pissed. And Justin Wilson was on it, and Justin's just like, what are you two doing?
No arguments here. One of the greatest open-wheel drivers ever, Dario Franchitti, the Rolex 24 Grand Marshal, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. And again, thanks to our friends at Continental Tire. Coming up next, this dude, 3 years ago, almost died. Well, should be paralyzed, frankly. His name is Mimmo Gidley. And if you're a sports car fan, if you're a motorhead, you know Mimmo Gidley and the walk, the crawl back that he's made to actually be here in Daytona just to have conversations with people. And the dude's looking for a ride. It's incredible. He joins us next, Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. We got a patent. Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust free, earth friendly. Zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Looking for more performance out of your car or truck? Looking to do it without breaking the bank? Then look no further than Lucas Octane Booster. Just one little bottle can increase the boost from your turbocharger while promoting a clean fuel burn for lower emissions. Lucas Octane Booster is a genuine engine performance enhancer that is safe for turbos, oxygen sensors, and catalytic converters. It stops the NOx while raising MPG in high compression engines. Not bad from one little red bottle.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
You got Speed Freaks at Speed Freaks on Twitter, and of course on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live. We're everywhere thanks to our friends at Continental Tire.
And we're on the Gidley GoPro, too.
Yeah.
I mean, check this out.
She's a first-timer, so we'll see how the footage turns out.
You can't go wrong with GoPros. Those are pretty stout.
Show your face. Show your face on Facebook Live.
My wife, Maddie.
There you go. Your wife, Maddie.
Love it.
And I'm over here, and again, good to be with you guys here in the Freak Nation. And good to have this happy bastard back in the Freak Nation.
Thank you.
3 years ago this month, where you just damn near plowed through about 14 cars. Luckily, it was just one.
Absolutely.
At the time, Memo Gidley joining Speed Freaks. And you say you don't remember anything of that accident.
Right. I don't. Yeah. I mean, that was a combination of knocked out on impact. And then I was aware getting out of the car, but I don't remember it. But I was probably under so much pain. And then by the time I went to the hospital, between the pain medication they had me on and also the anesthesia from the three surgeries in like 5 days, I was pretty out of it for about a week.
When you had the accident and when they got you out of the car, did they get you out or could you actually get yourself out of the car?
I wish I could get myself out.
Because I didn't see video of that. You...
Yeah, no. Basically, the only thing that sort of worked was my right arm. So I would have had to have, like, pull myself out that way. But, I had 12 broken bones and, fractured legs, kneecaps, fractured arms, broken back. And I was definitely not moving at that point. Couldn't slide in and out of that Gainsco car for sure.
You talked earlier with us about how the body is amazing and how it masks pain sometimes and how it helps to heal and how it takes its own time to heal. So from that point and how you're saying, I couldn't really do much, you were kind of aware but couldn't do anything. And then through this recovery, explain some of the bizarre things that have gone on with your body.
Yeah, it definitely helps to, get the right people that are working on you, the doctors and physical therapists. And, it's like they sort of get things going in the right direction. But actually, there was one doctor I talked to, and he said, and this was when I was working on my knee. He said, just give it a little bit of time. Don't do things too quickly because, your body will heal certain things. Just give it a little bit of time. And what I've noticed over the last 3 years is things that I couldn't touch my head with my left arm. I couldn't even come close at first. Then I could shampoo half my head and then all of it. So I couldn't bend my arm straight. I couldn't go up and down stairs, my right knee because the compound the fracture of the kneecap. So there's all this stuff that you think that I thought at certain points, okay, this is, I guess, as good as it gets. But then I would take a step better after that. And I think it's just, the body's an amazing structure that can heal itself or deal with stuff to a certain extent.
And tell the story about how Derek Daly kind of helped you through that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was about, he's been in contact throughout, but I think it was about a year after. And, you know, it wasn't a good time. I was just in this nerve pain, which was just no fun at all. And then also, it was just, couldn't do anything, really. Sort of on a plateau. And he did, either it was a text, I think he sent me or something like that. But he said, you know, it took me, or I still noticed improvements 15 years after that accident I was in.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, but that's the truth, because it's 3 years after, and I noticed improvements a couple months ago and to where I'm at right now. So
every plateau, or everywhere when you think you're getting to be about as good as it can get, it might just be a plateau and you could get better.
It can. And you got to, you know, the other thing is you always have to, like, I believe, push your body a little bit. Like Dr. Terry Trammell, who everybody knows, you know, I've always been in contact with him. And when I had my fusion on my back, he said, you know, I was like, what can I do? What can I do to heal this? I want to do whatever possible to heal this. He said, get out and walk, because you want a little bit of pressure on that back so that it basically starts growing bone or healing, or, you know, fixing itself or healing whatever needs to be healed. Including after surgery. So you can't overdo it, but you got to load things. You got to work things. Keep moving just a little bit, you know?
Wow.
Mimo Gidley, first of all, I want to point out that you're still a driver, because you got the Gainsco name in there earlier when you were talking about the car. So the
sponsor, that never goes away.
The sponsor's there. That's part of your DNA. You mentioned earlier, too, about hardware, that you've got hardware inside your body now. Tell us a little bit about where this hardware is and how it works.
Yeah, titanium hardware, so not the cheap stuff.
Wow.
You're like Lieutenant Dan.
The bionic man. Yeah.
I know, yeah. Actually, I ask for my hardware back every time I get hardware out, and they're like, you want your hardware? They have to, like, disinfect it and run tests on it or do all the sort of stuff. I'm like, I just want that hardware. Who knows?
Maybe you're not joking about that, are you?
No, like, maybe I want to put it on my go-kart or something like that. I mean, it's titanium nuts and bolts, you know? I want to check it out. So, but, yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
You need your own crew chief when you get finished with this.
Exactly. No, it's true. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in me. You know, the crazy thing is, though, and also I have a spinal stimulator in me, which didn't work. It's a nerve thing. It's got a wire that goes up to the spine, and then there's a module back here that controls it all. But so I have all this stuff in me, but actually when I go through a metal detector, nothing goes off except for the zipper in my jeans. That's the only thing that goes off.
Wow. Do you have to carry a special card when you get on an airplane to let them know that you got stuff in here and this is what it is?
I do, but I've never used it. So I think it must be the titanium. Maybe that doesn't show up or is not a threat. Hey. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I just smile at them and they say, come on through.
You mix in a little carbon fiber and you'll be good to go.
Good to go, yeah, exactly.
Wow, wow. So how far away are you from getting back in a car? Is that, I'm sure that's something you want to do.
Yes.
You were a super sub many years ago. Now you're going to go back to being a super sub? Are you going to have a contract with somebody? What's the status now?
Well, you know, racing, it's just, you know, even when I was a full-time ride, I had a full-time drive or was out there actually healed and ready for a ride, it's like, it's always sort of on and off a little bit. So the biggest thing is just being in a position where if an opportunity opens up, that you're ready to go. You know, like, I'm physically ready, I'm able, and I want to drive.
If somebody knocked on the door right now and said, hey, we need you, you'll be ready to go this weekend?
I'm ready, actually. Yeah, I went to, when I got the okay about a month ago or a month and a half from the doctor, then I went out to the go-kart track, one where nobody was at because they didn't want them to see me.
Right.
But I wanted to get a feel to see if I was physically, you know, nothing sort of jumped out that I couldn't do it. But actually, I was pretty good, and time-wise, everything was good, and everything felt good, so...
Now tell me the times. Were the times commensurate to what you did before?
Yeah, yeah, they were. Yeah,
as fast as you used to be.
Yeah, it took me a couple of sessions actually, which maybe this is too complicated for most, but just to feel the right amount of rotation, get in the corner, and just be smooth and sort of put it all together. But other than my neck was falling off there for about five laps, just because, you know, the physical strength.
Did you tell the doctor to put another half second a lap in there when he operated on it?
Yeah, exactly. I got titanium, so, you know, I'm light.
Hey, you know.
Well, you've clearly been working out and doing some things to help your physicality. But like you said, getting in a go-kart, there's some of these muscles that you just, no matter what you work on them in the gym, it doesn't compare to being actually in the seat.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you get in a you know, drive 125 shifters, which is the fastest class, and when you get in those, you know, you're at 2.5 G's through the corners. So physically, I always tell people when I raced IndyCars, I said, you want to drive an IndyCar, the closest thing you're going to get to it is driving a 125 shifter.
Wow.
From a grip standpoint, acceleration, all that. So it's very physical, and so it's sort of the upper end of where I would be. And so it was good to get back in that go-kart.
Before we give it back to Kenny, Mimo Gidley, I remember the accident you had at Road America years ago, 10 years ago, whenever it was, and how insane that was.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question from a journalist, a media guy, but is there any comparison between the two?
Not really. Well, no, they're so far apart because the one at Road America, as bad as it looked, I was back in the hotel that night. So, you know, they took me and checked me out and then released me. So I was back in the hotel that night and raced 2 weeks
because all the energy was dissipated and the car exploding.
The car was destroyed. Yeah. I mean, I look at the car. I've got pictures of it. You know, it's in a book. And it was destroyed for sure. But, you know, you just never know. Sometimes you see accidents where the car looks horrible and the person walks away. And sometimes you're like, doesn't look like that bad of a hit. The guy's suffering a little bit more. The one here, it was, you know, I don't remember it. So, but the recovery was for sure the worst. If I could not remember the first year and a half, like that would be fantastic because the first year and a half was like kind of super frustrating, especially at first and painful.
Do you talk to Matteo Maticelli? Is that how you say his name?
I don't know how you say his name, and honestly, that's one of the big disappointments this whole incident
is the guy who you rear-ended.
The guy who I rear-ended, yeah. And regardless of whose fault it may or may have not been, if it was his fault, if it was my fault, you know, whatever. It's like he was out of the hospital the next day, and I was in there for 2 months and definitely suffered a lot more. Well, he went to Sebring, and then they pulled his license because he did something goofy at Sebring, pulled out in front of cars and caused an accident. But he never sent me a text or he never sent me an email and said, how you doing? Which I don't know the guy. He's in Italy, but that was a little disappointing for sure.
Not one word.
Not one word. And I would have, if I was in an accident, even if it was my fault, if I got out of the hospital the next day and the other guy was in there for a while, I probably would have called or sent a text and said, hey, how you doing? Sorry it happened. Something like that, regardless of whose fault it
was. What do you think that is? Why not? Have you heard why he hasn't contacted
you? I haven't. And, you know, if he was a driver in the U.S., then I would reach out to him and say, hey, you know, what's going on? Or just reach out myself. And, you know, why? I would. If he was in the U.S., I would have heard something. I'm not sure why he never reached out at all. Not sure. Disappointing, though.
Very disappointing.
Yeah.
There's a human decency factor there that was missed.
I would think. Like I said, it's not because it was his fault or my fault or whose fault, but it was a big accident. Two people were involved, and I would have reached out.
Wow.
Let's lighten the mood, though. How cool is she?
She's
and
great.
How much has your wife been through and just being your rock?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you guys see me in a pretty good mood, right? And normally I'm always in a pretty decent mood, happy, smiling. But I'll tell you, when you have a nerve pain, it's like someone – for me, I described it as someone taking a ball peen hammer, a metal hammer, and hitting me on the tailbone like continuously. That's what it was like at first, the kind of pain. And so that puts you in a mood, very short fuse, you know, very short fuse, like not even there. And, you know, and I would
– For
I would,
months.
For months. And I would, you know, I would respond in a very, you know, abrupt, mean way just because I was so quick and short. So she, you know – anybody around me, my wife, Maddie, you know, my mom, you know, who were the closest for sure. But Maddie had to live with me, unfortunately.
Did you ever say, Maddie, that, look, dude, I'm about 6 feet away from your backbone right now. I'm going to punch you in that. You
don't I tried once. No.
Don't make me punch you up in your backbone.
She's like, oh. I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it.
It didn't take much, you know, just a little
Not
tough.
At that point, yeah.
So before we get away from here, your fans want to know when you're going to be in a car, when you're going to be testing, when you're going to be back again.
Answer these questions that you might not know.
I know. I know. It's going to be soon. I mean, I'm, you know, it's probably going to start on the West Coast, I would say. There's a a radical dealer that's at Sonoma, Sears Point. He wants me to do some testing in the car. And then another turned into a friend of mine. Another guy owns this place called TKO Motorsports, and they develop and build cars. And he wants me to start testing his cars too, and to give him some feedback. So it's going to start with that, I would say, one of those two. And then, but the go kart, I'll be out on Tuesday on the go kart. So I'm driving
so
now.
Cool. The real question: are you going to get back to frosting your hair?
Yeah, I know. I was talking about that to Maddie. I said I got to get back to doing that. So I got to tune her up on how to do it herself.
Memo Gidley, great to have you.
Thank you, guys.
Back and you back in the Freak Nation.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, no, appreciate being back, and just want to say thanks to everybody that's out there. You know, even if you just thought about me, I really appreciate that thought.
If there was ever the term the one and only, it is with that guy who we caught up with earlier, Memo Gidley. And I said it part of this show. He's lucky to be alive, and two, lucky to be walking.
Absolutely. I mean, well, he talked about it. The recovery, just all the surgeries that he had to have right here in Daytona and Halifax.
Three in the first five days.
Yes.
Yeah.
The recovery alone was just a pain, and that took, he's still recovering, like he said.
He'll be recovering for the rest of his life. Who was it that told him?
Derek Daly.
Had an accident, and 15 years later, things were still happening that didn't happen before. So the recovery doesn't happen immediately or even in a few days or years even. Derek Daly said that he was still recovering from an accident 15 years later. And this was so violent, so life-changing, so life-threatening that it wouldn't surprise me or him, I would imagine, if he wasn't making changes in his life 15 years from now.
And Derek Daly, for those who have no idea who that guy is, former Formula One driver, ran some IndyCar as well. And he ran – Derek Daly
– IndyCar fans now know his son, Connor Daly, who is running in the IndyCar series.
Derek Daly, he's not as old as Mario Andretti, right?
No. I don't think so, no.
No. But he still ran in an era of open wheel where the cars were just not that secure. So he knows a little bit about injuries and recovery, hence him giving some advice to Memo Gidley.
Oh, without question. Yeah, Derek Daly's had a few dingers. he's a great guy.
You know, it is amazing drivers now, like Hurley Haywood, for example, who was a transitional driver who drove a generation ago and driving that is retired now. But
he drove through some generations,
He's told me before that he looks back on cars that he used to drive at speed and he would just break out in a cold sweat. Because he said that some of those cars you'd be sitting on the gas tank. That was like there's a layer of sheet metal between you and the fuel cell. Yeah, and they would be driving on roads that weren't lined by Armco or barriers, but there'd be hay bales. You've seen those pictures.
Yeah.
And there'd just be four or five hay bales between you and a crowd of people. So, yeah, I mean, the things have changed so radically. And what's good for the racing is that some of the improvements in safety have improved the performance of the car also. So, the show has gotten better in making the car safer.
The racing's gotten tighter.
Yes, exactly.
We need to put that. It's not something that you want to sit there and stare at time in, time out, is the crash. But for those who, to get the full grasp of that interview with Memo Gidley, you need to see that crash.
It's on YouTube. It's
you
it's all
need
over
to
the
see
place.
It. Just type in Memo Gidley 2014 Rolex crash, and it'll come up.
What's amazing, and this is the human body will take that memory away from you. And how many times have you heard, he said it in the interview, that he has no memory of anything until he got to the hospital. And the terror that must have been there when he saw this happening has been removed from his mind or clouded over or whatever the body does to protect us so that you don't wake up in the middle of the night remembering those last few seconds.
And just think about this. If he would have remembered that wreck and the tragedy that it was, thank goodness he's alive. We're talking about Memo Gidley, a horrible accident in 2014 for the Rolex 24 as we come to you live from the Daytona International Speedway Media Center, thanks to our friends at Continental Tire. Imagine if he did remember
that accident. And he comes into this stadium.
Yeah.
It's like we all have those senses of smell or visions or hear or sounds that take us to places we never want to go. Imagine coming back in here if he knew, and just the horror that it would be for him physically and mentally.
Yeah. I don't know what the body does.
Yeah,
it's not important, but it
just
does.
Thankfully, it does.
Thankfully, it does it, and not just for Mimo, who and I thought it was funny. He still remembered the Gainsco car as a driver. He's going to get the name of the car in there, but just to have that taken away from us, that's a blessing. Not to be able, whether it's a car crash or a. I don't know. They tell women, I'll never have a baby, but right. They say women don't always remember the pain of the child. You had a child before.
I had drugs. I had an epidural. It was still a little painful, but.
Yeah. But, just the body has that ability, and thankfully it does. Yeah.
Freak Nation, we're going to wrap this up, but to recap, Memo Gidley, the guy's lucky to be alive. Fortunately, he was here to spend some time with the Freaks. 2014, a horrific accident in the Gainsco car. Here at Daytona. Jeff Gordon was in here last hour with the Taylor brothers with Max Angelelli with their teammate Jeff Gordon were in here last hour. You go to our website, we'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning, or go to Facebook and you can see the interview that we had with those dudes. Also, the GTLM winners, we had Sebastian Bourdais and Joey Hand in here last hour.
Yeah, Dirk Mueller had to go catch a plane, so he couldn't get in with it.
And actually, if you go to our Facebook page and watch the Konica Minolta, the Wayne Taylor Racing Team, the overall winners of the Rolex 24, watch that interview. You'll see Jeff exit the interview at one point because he had to go catch a plane.
And then he comes back and hugs him. It's crazy.
It's all on the Speed Freaks Facebook page.
Coming up next, we're going to wrap this thing up from Daytona International Speedway. Thanks to our friends at Continental Tire.
How do you want your motorsports? Like this?
Junior, how does it feel?
Like this?
Danica, what is the pole position?
Or like this?
Bobby Unser, three-time Indy 500 champion. Are Formula One drivers today, are they just kind of big pussies?
It ain't been that way for as long as I remember watching Formula One racing.
Uh-oh. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. We got a patent. Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust free, earth friendly. Zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what?
You do.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Now everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
I think every year we say this when we wrap up our Sunday night show for Speed Freaks on the Freak Radio Network from the Lucas Oil Studios. I think we say it every time. This was the best and biggest show that we've had. Well, I'm going to say it again. This was the biggest and best show that we've had here. What did we determine? Five out of the last 6 years we've done this?
Yeah, at least that. I mean, all of us have been here at one time or another without each other. But I think this is five out of six or six out of seven together as the Speed Freaks.
Thank you, Continental Ties, for making this thing possible. And if you missed any of the show, the two of the top winning teams, you had the overall winner, Wayne Taylor Racing, with the Taylor brothers, Max Angelelli and Jeff Gordon. That was last hour. We'll have it up on our website at speedfreaks.tv. Go to Facebook, the Speed Freaks Facebook page. You can see that interview. All the unedited cussing, bitching and moaning and drinking and all that. You can see it on our Facebook page. And, of course, the GTLM winners, Sebastian Bourdais and Joey Hand. You can see that on Facebook or you can hear it at speedfreaks.tv. We'll have it up there for you.
One of the great things that Joey Hand, for those of you who do know about DTM, German touring car, Joey Hand drove for BMW in the German touring car, and he said that this racing was better and closer, and that what happened at the end of the race with all the swapping and everything would never happen in German touring car. That surprised me.
So basically you're saying Joey Hand shots fired at DTM.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe GTM probably had a few shots fired back at him.
So needless to say, 2 hours for the Freaks, Daytona International Speedway for the Rolex 24, which for a lot of folks, it kicks off at least the four-wheel motorsports season. Huge show for us. Can't say it enough. Continental Tire, thank you for being a part of this. The Freak Radio Network, thank you for being a part of it. Affiliates across the country, racetalkradio.com, Sirius, iHeart, TuneIn. You cannot avoid the Freak Nation.
No, not at all. And again, we're talking about the people that have, the drivers that have made it to the show tonight, and you can find them on our Facebook page, find them on speedfreaks.tv. Yeah. But there's also things that did not make the show tonight that are still awesome interviews to go watch. So head to Facebook, our Speed Freaks page, watch Buddy Rice, Boris Said, Catherine Legg, as she came out of the car and she's so flipping tired. And she says there's no filter anymore. Who are some others that we missed?
We had Dane Cameron, who led a
Dane
part of the
Cameron,
race.
After he was leading, he came in here.
Buddy Rice, you mentioned. Buddy Rice, Indy 500 champion in 2004. That was a great interview.
Yep.
Part of Gas Monkey, Gas Monkey Garage, Gas Monkey Energy Drink.
Statman, any parting shots for about 20 or 30 seconds?
Just, you know, I love Buddy Rice, and it was just fun hearing all of these guys unplugged, because a lot of these people are friends of the Freaks. They come in, they unplug the they leave it out the door, and they come in here and they tell us something they won't hear anywhere else.
The stories from Dario Franchitti, which we heard this hour and also up on Facebook and at speedfreaks.tv, those stories, he's got a load of them.
I can promise you our show, our two-hour show, was infinitely better than the Pro Bowl tonight. And I can tell you this,
question.
That our Dallas affiliate, Big Time Dallas, Phoenix, Seattle, I can go on and on. You guys got a spectacular show with absolutely the biggest names in motorsports. No one else had what we had tonight.
Nope.
It's a big show. We'll do it again next Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Let's go drink.
Yes.
For everybody here, Continental Tire, CatspotLitter.com, and Lucas Oil. Shoot the juice to the moose and stat man.
Got it loose.
Yep.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Howdy, it's me again, Jeff from Catspaw Litter. A big fancy pants ad guy called and said I should hire a professional announcer. Said I didn't have a voice for a radio. Can't hurt my feelings. Don't have a face for TV neither. There's only two things that's gonna count. Your cat likes it, your nose likes not smelling cat urine. Hey, you see, we make Catspaw Litter from coconut husk. Nothing else. It's unique. Got a patent from the U.S. government. 100% zaps the urine smell in the litter box, and that's guaranteed. Just scoop it daily and stir it up. Hey, that's it. You won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Do your cat and your nose and your neighbor's nose a favor. And thank you for helping me prove that the fancy pants ad guy, he's wrong.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Just because fuel is becoming cheaper and cars are getting better mileage does not mean you can neglect your car's fuel system. Lucas Oil's Deep Clean Fuel System Cleaner scrubs your car's entire fuel system from the tank to the combustion chamber. It's specially formulated to reduce NOx and pinging, providing better performance and higher MPG. You'll also be helping the environment by reducing dangerous emissions. All in one little bottle with Lucas Deep Clean.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.